Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It's warm. It's 90, and humidity is definitely a factor for everyone. But worst that we're going to be dealing with, it's going to be uncomfortable for sure. Sure. May have some of that tropical storm kicking up a little more in the way of winds or rain, but nothing that begins to compare, thank God, to what folks in Texas are going through. I can't even conceive of it. And you look at the victims, these little kids, little girls, at a camp. That's not all of them, please. Let's be very clear. There are a lot of other folks who have lost their lives, but that's where so much of the attention is focused, as it should be. Can you imagine for a second being a mom or a dad in that situation? It's just not the way it's supposed to work, right? I mean, you and I, as moms and dads, we're not supposed to be burying our kids. So this is a difficult one. It really is. It's a difficult situation. I mean, all I can say and have said since I first started hearing about it is pray for Texas. I don't believe in prayer. All right, well, then just think something nice. I'm not here for an argument, you know? Well, you know, can you prove? I can't prove anything to you, and I'm not interested in proving anything to you. I'm just saying, if you got a whole slew of little kids that died, maybe just be a decent person and think, huh, well, that's bad. I mention that because I'm looking at some of the ways that this absolute tragedy is being turned into a political issue for some of the crazy people on the left. I don't understand. I really don't. I don't understand how anyone who's a decent person, and maybe that's the problem, is that we don't find a lot of decent people amongst the ranks of the leftists. But decent people don't take this and turn it into a political issue right away. But that is what's happened. And it's really sad to see. It's really, really sad to see. There are some, well, they're not positives, but there's been some differing reaction, which is okay. There was a pediatrician. You saw this, I hope. If you're with me on Facebook, then you saw it. And at either one of the Facebooks, the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook or Jeff Katz, Radio Katz on Facebook. I put Radio Katz up there. I know. I do a lot of other stuff. That's what people say, oh, you shouldn't do that. I got a bunch of different Facebook presences. And you can find whichever one you want. But the one that says Radio Katz is this one. There was a pediatrician who posted something so vile and so disgusting. You just have to think about this woman's depravity. Dr. Christina B. Probst is her name. Here's what she wrote. Quote, may all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters, and pets be safe and dry. She's a pediatrician in Houston, not too far from where the flooding is, but she then follows it up by saying Kerr County MAGA voted to gut FEMA. They deny climate change. May they get what they voted for. Bless their hearts. Wow. What a disgusting thing to say. I guess she is a pediatrician, Dr. Probst. She is a pediatrician. However, her employer in Houston has announced she is no longer employed there. makes sense to me. I mean, would you take your kid to a pediatrician knowing that's what you thought was appropriate? I do remember having to take our kids when they were little kids into a pediatrician, and one of the questions that this pediatrician asked, and he did make the mistake of asking it while I was there, he said, "Do you have any guns in your house?" And my response was, "Why would you like to know?" "Well, we're concerned about safety issues." "Oh." I said, "Will there be any further questions?" "No, that's actually the last question on my list." "Oh. Well, let me suggest to you then, Doc, that on your list, if you're really concerned about safety hazards for my children, you can ask about the guns. I will allow you to do that, but I also will demand and expect and demand again that you ask questions about whether we have a swimming pool. Because way more kids are injured and are killed as a result of swimming pool interactions. You're going to need to ask us about poisons in the house and whether they are secure. You're going to have to ask us about knives. You're going to have to ask us about tripping hazards. You're going to, oh, no, we only ask about the guns." I said, "Well, that's fine. Then we'll be going somewhere else." And it was apparently the very first time that anyone had said that to this particular pediatrician. And then his, "You know, it's just the insurance asks you, we have to ask it." I understand your argument here, sir. But if, in fact, you're going to pretend, because that's what you're doing. You're pretending at that point. You're pretending you give a crap about my kid's safety. Because if you really cared about my kid's safety, you'd be asking about all of these other issues that we can show you statistically cause way more injuries and fatalities than the aforementioned firearms. And you can still ask about the firearms. But you and I both know. I mean, I went on a tirade like I was delivering a speech somewhere. I said, but you and I both know that the reason you're asking that question is because your professional group, the AMA, has decided they are against firearms. Let's just call it what it is. And given all of that, if you're going to continue with this, we will go somewhere else. That's all. Thankfully, this pediatrician down in Houston has now been fired. Will she ever get another job as a pediatrician? I don't know. Should she ever get another job as a pediatrician? I'll tell you what, I'm not taking my kids to see her. If I have kids that, you know, that are going to see a pediatrician, just not going to do that. Bigger question, I suppose, at this point, the one that I'm curious about, and I want to throw it out there to you. Should she lose her license to practice medicine? Is this enough for the Texas Medical Board? I looked them up. They're real. The Texas Medical Board is what it's called. Should the Texas Medical Board revoke her license? To me, it's a terrible thing to say that you would try and take away anyone's income, right? I mean, I don't want that to happen for anybody. I don't. But this is a different sort of a thing. We're not saying, well, she can never work in the office filing papers again, right? I mean, I guess you can have any opinion you want if that's your job, or you're selling widgets and you're not really talking about how you feel about this or that. But you're talking about a position which demands moms and dads essentially, for a couple of moments anyway, turn over the health and welfare of their kids to you.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, "I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me."
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Should you be allowed to practice as a pediatrician? Do me a favor, moms and dads, 833-804-1140. That is the phone number for the James, or the number rather, for the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. What do you say? I'm curious to know. I'm torn on this. I'm happy. I hate to say it, but I am happy that you lost your job as a pediatrician in that pediatrics practice. Should she lose her ability to practice as a pediatrician? Maybe it's just for a year. Maybe you suspend the license for a year and she learns a lesson from it. I don't know. But what do you think? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Hit me up on the James River Air text line. I'm going to tell you that Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is going to be with us at 3:35. Looking forward to chatting with him. Carl Carlson, my financial planner, my financial advisor from Carlson Financial. He'll be here at 4:35. By the way, Carl was right. I was getting another statement today from Fidelity. Two statements, in fact. And I couldn't wait. I didn't wait for Carl this time. I just opened him up. And I'm happy I did. But I'll report that to Carl. Oh, and Chris Beach. Chris is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We have our Funding Fathers campaign underway right now. We're trying to crown the winner of the 10th anniversary competition for the father figure. Team Cats has been assembled. Let me tell you, we got some superstars on our team, but Chris is going to give you the details on how you can help out Team Cats to, well, we're always trying to raise the most money, right? I mean, that's just something we're trying to do, but this is a team effort. Collectively, we're trying to raise $100,000 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the father figure. This year, instead of the diamond, we're doing it over at the Robin Center at University of Richmond. And we've got basketball-style jerseys. We got a lot of good stuff. So Chris will be with us at 5:35. Tell me, should this pediatrician, Dr. Probst, Dr. Christina Probst from Houston, Texas, should she lose her license to practice medicine, given what she said about the children, the victims of these floods? You tell me. 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.